For the last 2 days, I've been speaking on the subject of the last days or the latter days, which the Bible speaks a lot about. I looked up the verses that contain the phrases latter days or last days, and I have spoken on a few of them. We know that God's word is true. We know God's word does not lie to us. Paul said, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Peter says, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust." John said, "It is the last time, as you have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know it is the last time." Jude said this, "They told you there should be mockers in the last time, who walk after their own lust, who walk after their own ungodly lust." But with all of this going on, with the perilous times, days of scoffers and mockers, days of people walking after their own lusts, days in which men would not endure sound doctrine, days of the doctrines of devils, in the days of false prophets and false teachers, in the days of Antichrist, many Antichrists. But that's just what's going on the enemy's side of the story. But on God's side of the story, the Word of God has some good news for us. Paul speaks up and says this, "God hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made all things." And then, after Paul had written these things, Luke sat down with pen and paper and wrote these words, "It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in these last days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and terrible and notable day of the Lord." Can you imagine that? The sun be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. Where did he get this from? He got it from Peter. Where would Peter get such a statement as this? Well, I think he got it from Isaiah and Joel. In Isaiah we read, "Then the moon will be confounded, and the sun ashamed. And when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Zion and in Jerusalem before his ancients of glory." Joel said, "The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and terrible day of the Lord." Not only did Peter and Joel speak of this, but the Apostle John spoke of this also in the book of Revelations, the 6th chapter. In verse 12, he said, I beheld when he opened the 6th seal, lo, there was a smoke, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. But even though I read all of these scriptures, I don't know when the last days began, but I do know when they end. The last days will end. You recall reading in Revelations when Jesus stands with one foot on the sea and one foot on the land and lifts his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven, earth, the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. I know that all days will end then. There'll be no more days and nights. There'll be no more time. We'll not need a clock. There'll be no more 9 o'clock deadlines. There'll be no 11 o'clock worship services. There'll be no more hump day. No more Friday the 13th day. There'll be no more yesterday. There'll be no more tomorrow. And I know that some of you are looking forward to there being no more Monday morning hangovers. No rolling out of bed on Monday mornings and having to go to work. Those days will all be behind us. We'll never think about yesterday. We'll never anticipate tomorrow. All of our existence will be the ever-present now. I've talked to people who say they believe in living in the now. Well, that's the only place you can live, my friend, is right now. You can't live yesterday. Oh, you can think about it. You can't live tomorrow. No doubt there's times when you wish you were already in tomorrow. But in that city where there is no night, no sun, no moon, in that city where time shall be no more, I'm looking forward to that. Aren't you? Oh, thanks be unto God, who always causes us to triumph in him. Well, I'm going to stop this lesson right here. The old clock on the wall has caught up with me. This is a powerful lesson. It brings out some powerful truths. God wants us to know what he's doing in these last days. The devil is not the only one working in these last days. Evil men may be getting worse and worse, but God's people are getting better and better through faith in Jesus Christ.